Tom Downey here once again for the Dallas Cowboys Report, and I'm sure most of you know this, but maybe not all of you. I don't just do the Cowboys Report here at Chat Sports. I'm also the lead NFL analyst on our main YouTube channel, youtube.com/chatsportsTV. We've got NFL videos every single day for you over there as well. If you love the NFL, if you want to stay in the know with what's going on across our favorite sport, go subscribe, youtube.com/chatsportsTV. I will put the link to that channel high in the description and in the comment section as well. Help me feed my family by supporting Chat Sports over there as well. We've got some rookie minicamp winners and losers on tap for today, mostly on the winner's side because it is rookie minicamp after all. And even if you're a winner, doesn't really mean you're going to be a superstar. If you are a loser by chance, you'll probably be just fine there as well. First up on our winner's side, and it's all loosely termed because, yeah, it's shells and not real practices, is D. Williams, the edge rusher. And I put him on the first winner because here's what Mike McCarthy had to say about the young pass rusher. Quote, I think we'd all agree that he looks like a guy that was born to play professional football. He has the gifts. He has the physical traits. He had two pass rushes Friday. I know we're just in helmets, but he was clean in the backfield. He has that kind of ability. He's in a great place. He's obviously in an excellent system that he'll definitely benefit from. I think he'll do extremely well early for us. That early part, I think, is pretty damn important, by the way. I don't expect D. Williams, again, Sam Williams, but he wants to go by D, so we're going to respect that. I don't think Williams is going to be an instant day one starter as a full-time edge opposite Tank Lawrence, but specifically as it relates to pass rush opportunities, he's going to get them. And I think he's going to be able to benefit from that and be able to make some plays. And as the third edge, to an extent, if we include Micah Parsons as the pass rusher there. So knowing this question is going to get some wild answers because the hype trains are here for the rookies, folks. How many sacks will D. Williams have in 2022? Let me know what you think and predict in the comments right now. Let's go to the offensive line now. Tyler Smith, who, yeah, we're going to put in the winners category here. And so far, so good at the very, very early stages. Smith, by the way, got work at left guard, not left tackle. That should not come as a surprise. Here's what he said on his position change. Quote, I surprised myself. You never know how something is going to go on the first day. But going through the steps, going through team drills, I had a pretty good period. There's much more to improve on, and I look forward to doing that in the future. My expectation for the offensive line is this. The two T-Smiths at left tackle, left guard, Biadasz at center, you know, maybe Farniak and Lindstrom can shock, but we'll see on that front. Zach Martin, Terrence Steele. Those should be your starters on the offensive line. Quick note, by the way, Matt Waletzko, the rookie, I actually got work at left tackle at minicamp, but I think that might have just been a numbers game more than anything else. Now, look, Mike McCarthy can say whatever he wants about, don't get too caught up about where Tyler Smith practiced. He'll get work at left tackle, left guard. It's very clear from this team's actions that they want, hope, and expect Tyler Smith to be their day one starter at left guard. They need him there, they want him there, and the hope is that the penalty issues, which were very real at Tulsa, are in part mitigated by moving to the inside. It'll help benefit him a little bit there, and I certainly hope that ends up being the case as well. So what is your confidence level in Tyler Smith? Scale it for me 1 to 100. 1 being you think the guy is an absolute bust, which is crazy talk. 100 being he is the new Zach Martin, which is also crazy talk. It's somewhere in the middle. Probably closer to 100, but not 100 itself. This is the pinned comment on today's video, so if the ad break comes here on YouTube, take advantage of it. Head down there and let me know. All right, defensive lineman John Ridgeway next up here, who I am quite excited about. I had a pretty good grade on him relative to where he was drafted by the Cowboys. The second Arkansas guy for the franchise to take in ever with Jerry Jones at the helm. His role is very clear. He's going to be a run stopper. And although they're not in pads, so it's not quite popping in the same way it will once we get to practice, real practices and games and whatnot, he's not afraid of anyone. There was some couple of good exchanges between Ridgeway and Tyler Smith, which I think is a good sign for both players. Let them push and compete against each other. I would be surprised if Ridgeway does not make the 53-man roster. Six obvious contenders there. They're not going to carry all six. They might carry only four. And I think that Ridgeway, at least from my expectations, has a good shot of making it over guys like Tristan Hill. And if the Cowboys don't carry two big run stoppers, I like Ridgeway more than I like Quinton Bohanna. A, based on what we saw on film in college and the limited role that Bohanna played this past year for Dallas. Next up is tight end Jake Ferguson. Maybe you saw the tweet from a fan-sided insider who doesn't actually know anything about how shockingly good Jake Ferguson looked. That's not really true. It's a bit more of agent spin and whatnot because the quarterbacks, as we'll get into, weren't that great. But Ferguson did look pretty sharp overall at OTAs, and he has a chance to really impact the team this year. Or not OTAs, a rookie minicamp, excuse me. As a tight end two option. That is my expectation for Ferguson because I'm not sold on Sean McEwen, a former UDFA. Jeremy Sprinkle, the vet man who isn't even guaranteed a roster spot from a money perspective. Ian Bunting, Peyton Hendershot. The Cowboys' investment level at tight end beyond Dalton Schultz is basically non-existent. That leaves a fourth-round pick in Ferguson with a fantastic shot, not just to make the team be on the roster, but to make an impact for a team that isn't afraid to utilize two tight end sets. Now, the NFL offseason might be slowing down. We've got OTAs coming up end of this month, early next month, then eventually mandatory minicamp and finally training camp out in Oxnard. But we're not going anywhere. We're still going to give you guys daily videos on everything going on around the Dallas Cowboys, live shows, mailbags. We have fun here at the Cowboys Report because otherwise, what's the damn point? If you like to have fun, if you like the Cowboys, you've come to the right destination. Hit that big red button and subscribe right now. It's youtube.com/CowboysTV. My final minicamp winner, it's the kicker, Jonathan Garibay. And this isn't even that much to do with the whole like, oh, hey, you know, they had a great rookie minicamp, whatever. It's more of the other move the Cowboys made. They chose to cut kicker Chris Nagar on Friday. There's one kicker on the roster right now. There was also a rookie minicamp tryout kicker who, of course, at this point has not been signed. The Cowboys have said, hey, you know, we might keep or we might bring back Chris Nagar. It was a procedural move. They said the exact same thing about Kai Forbath and Greg Zuerlein, which was never a competition. I fully expect the undrafted Virginia, who I like, by the way, coming out of Texas Tech, and maybe I should have trusted my gut with the studying I did. It was looking at the numbers. He was great for Tech. That's all you have with kicker. Big leg, accurate. Cool. One-year wonder. Great UDFA pickup, right? I fully expect Jonathan Garibay to be the kicker for this Dallas Cowboys team. That is my expectation. If something changes, that's okay. They didn't invest that much in him. Who do you think, then, is the biggest rookie minicamp winner? I think I'm actually going to go with the kicker, which is feels off-brand, but also on-brand somehow for me. What do you think? Biggest rookie minicamp winner for the Cowboys? Sound off in the comments section. In life, there are losers. Deal with it. You have to accept it. Some people play great. Sometimes you don't. Only one team wins a title each year. So we're not going to be too mean to these kids, but there were some rookie minicamp losers led by the quarterbacks. Terry Wilson, Nick Starkel, who were non-roster invites because they needed a quarterback to throw the football to actually run drills and whatnot. Terry Wilson's arm, I'm told, looked pretty good, but clean is not the term I would use, and that's what you're looking for at rookie minicamp. You're looking to have just a quarterback that can accurately throw the football and get you through the practices, and I'm not sure that was a consistent thing. Again, not a huge surprise because they were non-roster invites, so maybe Wilson in particular and his arm strength gets a look, but yeah, neither guy was, from what I've heard, all that impressive, which isn't a huge surprise. I mean, Starkel was on his second rookie minicamp tryout, so like, not like he's wowing anybody in the end. Who do you think was the biggest rookie minicamp loser? And you can go any direction you want. Maybe even a player who wasn't at rookie minicamp. I've got a name coming up in a second, but I want to hear from you guys first and foremost in the comments section. My next name is Luke Gifford, and my reasoning here is that I've heard good things about the rookie linebackers on this roster in terms of making some minor splashes. Now, I am still down to look into adding a veteran, but Luke Gifford is fighting for his life right now on this Dallas Cowboys roster. Brought back on a cheaper contract as opposed to just the one of the RFA tenders. He does face real competition to make this 53-man roster. Three locks right now: Micah Parsons, LVE, and Jabril Cox. In theory, Luke Gifford could be linebacker 4. However, even though I don't think Damone Clark's going to be able to do anything this year, maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. We'll see. Hope he makes an impact. Devin Harper looked like the good athlete there. Aaron Hansford, Story Jackson, many of us talked about those two guys in the past, and seems like they had good, productive mini camps, relatively speaking. All three of those guys, I think, have just as good of a chance to make the roster as Luke Gifford if they can impress on special teams. So Gifford, as boring as the linebacker 4, 5, and maybe 6 roster battle is, he is fighting for that spot, or maybe it's only 5 linebackers. So make your predictions. Will Luke Gifford make the 53-man roster this year? Y for yes or N for no? One that I'm totally cheating on this one, by the way. Best Shape of Life SZN. It is back almost. We are almost in Best Shape of Life. And highlight, this is the appetizer for our main course. Mike McCarthy says Zeke Elliott hit 22 miles per hour on the GPS in May. Okay, sure. I honestly don't know if I believe that. We have the next-gen stats data here for the fastest ball carriers in-game. Now remember, that's carrying a football, that's in pads. You are definitely not as fast adding more shoulder pad weight and helmets and all that than you are just running normally. And maybe the GPS numbers in terms of how accurate they are different for next-gen stats versus the Cowboys. Hit 22 miles an hour. Top 5 speed, right? Yeah, okay. Okay. We'll throw in the allegedly hit 22 miles per hour for Zeke. That's going to be kind of the new, like, oh, best shape of life. Look how fast he ran on our GPS data that can't be verified by anyone except ourselves. It's fun. I get it. We'll see how accurate it is. But this is the appetizer, my friends, for the best shape of life season. You'll hear it for Zeke Elliott, Tyron Smith, and every single player coming off of an injury. Because remember the rules. In June and July, you are in the best shape of your life, even if you've added 15 pounds.